Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joining me now from Las Vegas, by way of Guns.com, is writer Chris Eager. How are you doing, sir?
Good, good. Getting that good Vegas on.
Now, are we at your hotel? Did we manage to get connected to you at your hotel?
Yeah, it's easier to talk here than on the floor. Just walked over from the show down the strip, catching a phone call, and then carry on with the rest of the day.
Roger that. So I wanted to be there. Couldn't make it there because of my wife's illness. This is the first SHOT Show since COVID, and it's the first SHOT Show with COVID. What's it looking like to you? What is your first impression of SHOT Show when you're out there on the floor?
Well, you know, this one's a little different. I've been coming to them on the regular, you know, for about 10 years now, and this one's definitely different. You know, it's much more spread out. You know, they're in two different venues now, you know, and there's a lot of big names that didn't come, like, for instance, Colt didn't come, and CZ, and Springfield, and SIG, and some of the other ones, but everybody else seems to be here. It's a little bit thinner on the floor, but there's still just an absolute ton of people here, you know. I haven't got any numbers from NSSF yet, but I wouldn't doubt if attendance isn't that far off of what they normally had, even with some of the, like I said, the bigger vendors not being here.
Right. So for you guys, how much, because with you guys sell guns, you buy guns. You sell new and used guns, so you're trying, I'm sure you're out there trying to make new contacts and carry other lines.
We meet with FFLs and stuff all the time, so.
Right. How much of this hurts what you guys go there for?
Well, you know, as far as I can tell from the first day, you know, they've still got a ton of foot traffic, and a lot of it is, you know, people from, you know, just normal FFL, your mom and pop shops, and, you know, your mid-range shops, you know, stuff like that. And as far as the company, Guns.com is always looking to talk to those people to make sure they can list their items on the site. And because we get stuff listed by, you know, thousands of dealers all over the country. So it's a pretty interesting way to find guns, you know.
Now, for you, I'm sure you're also going to be going around looking for the latest and the newest and the coolest and the brightest and the shiniest. Is that what you do primarily when you go to these shows?
Oh, yeah. That's 99% of what I do. I try to stay away from the Guns.com booth. I just walk by and wave at them. I'm like, how you guys doing? You know, and I just keep going.
Did you go to the range Monday?
Yeah. It was the same thing there. You know, some of the bigger players weren't there, but a lot of the little guys made up for it. There's some interesting new stuff, you know, stuff nobody was expecting, stuff people suspected might be coming, but finally made it, you know. So there's some interesting stuff.
Anything leap out at you?
Well, you know, this morning, FN made it official that they're back in the high power game.
Yeah, I saw that.
Three different models, yeah.
A little more modern take on it, I guess.
Yeah, and it's kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of torn on it. I went and looked at them this morning, and I kind of knew it was on the horizon for the past couple of years, because every time you ask them certain questions, they would clam up on you, you know, and it's like, oh, well, the only reason for them not to answer that question is if they're working on it, you know. So, yeah, that's how that works. But you can't really, like, you know, publish a hunch, be like, I got a hunch, you know, I got a feeling it's going to come back, but... yeah, this has never been a better time to buy a high power. Apparently, there's this, it's the bold new thing is to make a high power again. But, you know, they look great. They feel great. The ones that, FN had out this morning, they're beautiful. I'm trying to talk them into, letting me get one for testing and evaluation and everything. Excited because there's some new things about them. You know, they have a 509 sight cut and, they're hollow point ready, and a lot of good things going on there. The beaver tail's been redesigned; should pretty much eliminate, you know, slide bite unless you hold the gun in a funny way. You know,
right.
The only thing I didn't personally like is that it's not really backwards compatible. Like you can't use older, you know, high power magazines or high power grips. You know, and it's been kind of. You know, it's a second generation, so to speak, you know, even though technically if you look back on it, it's probably about the fifth or sixth generation. But, you know, it's I'm a traditionalist, you know, I'm an old fogey, you know, I like things to stay the same. So, you know, but I guess change is good for you. So,
well, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. When something's working. And that was another Browning design. You know, that was John Moses Browning came out with that after 1911. What was it, 38? Am I right about that?
Yeah, well, you know, first hit production in 35, you know.
Okay.
They'd been working on it for, you know, a decade and a half, you know, so.
Right. I've had a couple of examples of them. They always ran great. The grip is the right size. It's a really easy gun to conceal.
Oh, yeah.
There's really nothing they needed to change about it from its original configuration just because it just was... It was ahead of its time. Do you think that was a problem? It was ahead of its time?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, I mean, still, like, kids today, you know, and I say kids, you know, guys that are in their 20s and 30s, all they've ever shot, right? All they've ever shot are Glocks and stuff. They go and they pick up a Browning High Power, and they're like, what? You know, this feels great. You know, this is a great new gun. It's like, well, that gun was, you know, designed when your grandpa was not even born yet, you know, so...
That I'm sure that's anything else on range today that caught your eye besides the high power.
Well, you know, we talked about everything old is new again, and looking at everything new is newer. The Holosun, you know, they make all those cool sights and optics and stuff. They've got a solar powered one that they're on the verge of releasing to the public, and I kicked it around and played with it on the range and stuff, and it seems to work really well. And I was talking to a couple of competition shooters that have been trialing them and testing them for the company, and they've got thousands of hours through them. And, you know, I mean, first, you know, I mean, if you look at it, it looks kind of like, you know, one of those solar-powered calculators that have been around for a while, you know. And you're like, oh, this is not going to hold up, you know. But if you listen to them, you know, it charges just on like a regular range session, you know, and then
right.
You can put it up, and it's good for thousands of hours after that, you know. And so, I mean, they may be onto something there. You know, that may be the way of the world here in the next couple of years, you know, when it comes to those red dots and stuff.
Well, you hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break now. Chris is out there right now today gathering information on what will be, I don't know how many weeks or months of material. That's why they go to SHOT Show. In addition to that, Guns.com is out there making deals with FFLs, making deals with dealers, making deals with manufacturers to broaden what they can do for you. While at the same time, Chris is going to write about the stuff that may be coming to Guns.com. You never can tell. So that's what makes them unique. And that's just the guns. I'm sure they're also talking to accessory people. They're talking to ammo people. It is a one-stop shop. If you're looking for something and you want to read about some stuff while you're waiting, guns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sykes makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium night sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sykes. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Chris Eager from Guns.com. He's currently in Las Vegas, Nevada, at SHOT Show. How is that actually shaking out? Because, you know, I got all these things when I thought it was going. I was trying to figure out, okay, so I'm going to have to wear a mask. How do I do a radio show with a mask on? How do I shoot a video with a mask on? They were talking about masking, social distancing, and hand sanitizer, always hand sanitizer. How's that actually shaking out in practice?
Well, you know, I mean, there's tons of masks out there, and there's lots of hand sanitizer and stuff. You know, if you you can take a bath in it if you want to. You know, it's free. It's just laying around. You know.
Yep.
They have a mask mandate from the venue. It's not anything that NSSF did or required or anything. It's just the city and the venue and stuff. They have a mask mandate, but everybody seems to be taking it in stride. You know, it's one of those necessary evils to an extent, you know. Not a personal big fan of you know, running around in a mask everywhere, but that's just what they're doing, you know. So
I would not like that much at all. Mainly because are they enforcing N95s? Because those are the only masks that really work.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. A lot of cloth masks, a lot of, I don't know, some knitted masks. I don't, you know, it's like whatever you want to wear. You know, there's lots of people that walk around with a cup of coffee all day, and that way you know, just have a mask in your pocket because you're eating or drinking. You know, and that's what you want to do, knock yourself out. You know, I mean, I drink a lot of coffee myself, so.
Well, now when I was talking to Mark Walters at Armed American Radio, he was telling me about something called the Unmask, which is a 100% breathable mask that they designed for people that are on a lot of airplanes.
Oh yeah.
So I've ordered a couple of those, just in the event that I have to play that stupid game somewhere else. Because I'm not a scientist either, but I've actually interviewed the guy who holds a patent on all those masks, so I know how good they are based on his oratory. Back to what you're finding on the display floor. Do they spread everything out to make it, to give it the illusion of being full, or do they just have some blank spaces in certain places?
Well, you know, there's a couple of it kind of depends on who was doing it. Like for instance, B&T used to be Brugger and Thomet out of Switzerland. You know, they've got a big operation out of Florida now. They were at Range Day yesterday, but they didn't come to the show. But they hired a level one model. I'm not sure what a level one model is or what a level two is, but he's over there handing out stuff, you know. So there's no guns over there, but they got catalogs and whatnot, and you can pose with the model if that's what you're into, you know. So and some people are doing that, and some people have, you know, more of a meeting room type of thing where, you know, they just have a kind of storefront set up on the floor, and then you go and you set up a meeting, and they take you in the back and all that. But there's a lot of, like, your traditional SHOT Show stuff. That's probably 75% of it, you know. I mean, it's pretty much unchanged. You know, you got, you know, your display, you know, items, whether it's a gun or magazine or, you know, hunting heads or whatever. You know, you go down to the grill section or the Safari Outfitters, you know, they got all their stuff out, you know, it's pretty much the same stuff.
What about the Strip? When you guys are walking around the Strip, what's that looking like?
Oh, well, you know, Vegas is Vegas, you know. I mean, yeah, every time you come out here, it's different. You know, they're always tearing down something and building something else, you know, and it's always in a state of deconstruction and reconstruction, you know. There's just, you know, tons of people walking around, and there's some colorful characters as always, you know. It's and that's Vegas, you know.
Yep. How many SHOT Shows have you been to? What is this? Which one is this for you?
Been coming fairly regularly since 14. Done some earlier ones. Like, I remember when SHOT Show used to be in, like, Orlando and stuff, you know. So been a regular for a long time.
The thing that surprised me is, like you hear the ad running for DeSantis. Gene DeSantis has been at every SHOT Show since they started in the 70s until this one. And Gene is getting up there, and I, you know, his thing was not so much that he was worried about COVID, but so more so about just the way they were treating the venue and everything, because he thought that this would be sort of prohibitive to what SHOT Show is for, which is, you know, networking, forging, you know, reinforcing old relationships, forging new ones, and, you know, setting up for that next thing that's coming up in the coming year. Are you seeing that?
Oh, yeah. You know, especially with the times that we live in where everything's on the Internet and 5 seconds after a gun comes out, you know, everybody in the world knows about it and they're memeing about it on Instagram and stuff, you know. Used to be in the old days, the only time you knew about a new gun was whenever you picked up, you know, this month's gun magazine and saw it on the cover, you know.
Right.
And then that was like your very limited exposure to it. You couldn't really find out any more information unless you wrote for a catalog, you know, self-addressed stamped envelope and all that, you know. So, I mean, you know, all that's kind of gone out the window. You can find out anything you want to about a gun, you know, a couple of clicks. I mean, heck, you can go to guns.com and find out, you know, read the articles and descriptions and all that stuff. But, you know, you're right with SHOT Show being far more than you know, just, here's a new gun, here's all about it, here's, like, pick it up and check it out. It's really kind of the personal connections and everything. And the gun community is a hundreds of millions of people in the gun community, but it's a very small kind of set of people that are in the gun industry.
Right.
You know, and it's always exciting to kind of get around and talk to people in the industry and be a part of the industry, because people tend to get into the gun industry and stay in it for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
You know, they may, like, you'll meet this one person with this company, and then 2 years later they'll be in it with another company, and 3 years later they'll be the vice president of some third company, you know. And so, I mean, once you make a connection and build a relationship with somebody over the years, you never know, you know. And it's always,
you become a part of the bench, don't you? You become
exactly
a part of the town of the bench. We're coming up on the next break. Guns.com, this is where Chris writes. If you want to check out what he does write, when you go to guns.com, look to the upper left, and you'll see guns.com news. And that's where Chris is plying his trade. And right now, let's just say he's researching the next, I don't know, 50 stories he's going to write. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
20% of Americans have caught coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic. That's according to Johns Hopkins University, which puts the number at more than 66.3 million. More than 851,000 have died so far. The Omicron variant causing cases to skyrocket in recent weeks, but there is hope the surge is waning. That's because the number of new cases is down to 717,000 a day. It was more than 1.3 million just a week ago. The Senate beginning debate on voting rights legislation today.
The American people deserve to see their senators go on record on whether they will support these bills or oppose them.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York. The bill's not expected to get the 60 votes needed to pass. USA Radio News. President Biden is praising agreements from Verizon and AT&T to delay deployment of 5G towers around key airports. The president issuing a statement saying the agreement will avoid devastating disruptions to passenger travel and the economy. Airlines have warned that hundreds of thousands of planes could be grounded this week over concerns that 5G cell phone signals will interfere with flight technology. As far as how long it will take for Verizon, AT&T, and the FAA to get things ironed out, Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minucci tells MSNBC,
I think the FAA, it rests on the FAA to do the analysis, and this is a complex problem. The FAA has to go airport by airport, runway by runway, and do an analysis to clear these runways at airports so that we can safely fly.
The Dow losing 543 points on Tuesday. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Chris Eager from Guns.com. And where do you normally, where's home for you? Are you in Minnesota or are you remote?
No, the big cavernous Guns.com warehouse is up in Minnesota. I am fortunate enough to not be frozen most of the year. I spend my time on the Gulf Coast, Florida Gulf Coast, and Mississippi Gulf Coast.
I hear you. Okay. So, what's the weather like in the desert there where you're at right now?
It's always different, you know, from what I'm used to. I'm used to kind of living underwater with like 90% humidity all the time. You come out here and it's so dry and everything's just, you know, kind of a swamp boy myself, so
right.
Coming out here to the desert, it kind of messes with me a little bit.
Did you do any, you know, a lot of guys out there like to do this prep before they go to SHOT Show, where they bombard themselves with airborne to build up their immunity? And
who have you been talking to?
Well,
I'm
this
always
is just the first one I haven't
get out here.
This is the first one I haven't been to since 2017, so yeah, that's what I used to do. But, I mean, I caught COVID last time I was there. And I was on Radio Row. I wasn't really, you know, unless you came to me, I had no time to go out there and mingle with anybody and catch anything from anybody, I thought.
If it's your time, brother.
I know. Virus is going to do what a virus is going to do. I don't get too upset about it. I do what I can to prevent it, and I don't get too invested in that. But going there, there's a lot of gun sort of places in Vegas that I'd never been to, like Battlefield Vegas, Machine Guns Vegas. Have you ever been to those places? Have you ever written about them?
As a matter of fact, I was at Machine Gun Vegas last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had a thing with Smith & Wesson over there where they were showing off that new CSX and the new Shield and stuff that they've got for that 30 Federal Super Carry. That's an interesting round. That stuff, if you ask me, you know, about the closest thing I can compare it to is if you took like a 30 carbine, you know, and kind of whittled off about a half inch of that case, you know. And because it's a slender little round, and you stack it up next to a 9mm, it just makes a 9mm look chubby, you know. But it's spicy if you look at the ballistics on it, you know, and the performance and the gel test and all that. I mean, it seems like they're chasing down the right deal, you know, when it comes to that little round, you know.
The only question I had about that round was, and I know, you know, I didn't even know that was coming. I saw a bunch of guns coming out at Nighthawk for it.
Mm-hmm.
But my question was, in this era of the ammo shortage and the ammo, you know, it's only just beginning to get back out there, are people going to be buying these guns, and then are they going to be able to find ammo for them?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough sell, you know, especially since everything in the past couple of decades has just really pivoted towards 9mm so much. I remember it used to be a world full of 38s and 357s and 45s. You could buy it anywhere, buy it at the gas station, you know, and you kind of had to hunt and peck to find decent 9mm back in the day. But, you know, now that's totally turned upside down, and if you have a 9mm, you're in more luck than many, because you try to find a box of 38 today or a box of 357, you know, 44 right. Special, something like that. You know, whereas at least 9mm, it's a NATO round, and they can import this stuff from all over the world, you know. There's not, you know, factories in Czechoslovakia cranking out 44 Special, you know, in pallet quantities or anything, you know.
Right. So, you know, that was my question with that. But have you shot it? What do you think about it?
I shot it. I like it. The recoil impulse isn't that bad. I think it will particularly excel in, you know, these small frame guns, you know. I don't know if I would personally put it in something as small as like an LCP or something, because I think it would still have a lot of muzzle flip on that. But that's just me, you know. But I can see where, you know, if you go with a small to medium, you know, frame gun where you have the benefit of having that 9mm performance, but you can add a couple extra rounds to the magazine, you know, it's kind of a win-win as long as the ammo's out there and the guns are supported and everything. So it's definitely going to be an uphill struggle anytime you release a new caliber, especially a handgun caliber. You know, I mean, look at, you know, 357 SIG and 45 Gap and 327 Federal and all that stuff, you know.
With how many guns are actually out there for it? I know the two Nighthawk guns are out there, and I think I'd seen another one that had come out.
Yeah, there's two Smiths and two Nighthawks, and the good thing about the ammo, though, is that it was developed by Federal, and Vista, you know, the company that owns Federal, they have pretty much amalgamized the ammo industry. You know, they have CCI and Spear, you know, all the Gold Dot stuff, you know, Federal Classic, and you know, all that stuff, that's all Federal, you know. So, and then they purchased the Remington's old ammo factory and the Remington name out of that Federal bankruptcy court last year, you know. So they've turned that around and got that up and running, you know. So they're now Remington too, you know. So there's going to be a ton of loads available for it, you know. I'm not sure how plentiful they'll be, you know. I don't have those that figure or anything, but yeah.
All right. Have you shot the new Smith & Wesson 10mm?
Got a fighting chance, you know, if they can, you know, just, I think it's a good round. I think it's an interesting round. It probably has a place out there, I'm sure, you know, especially because it kind of splits the difference between, you know, 380s, which are, you know, always, you know, blowback, and 9mm, you know, so.
I was asking if you'd had a chance to shoot the new Smith & Wesson 10mm pistol that came out.
I have not, and we've been trying to get one, and we can't seem to lay hands on one. They normally Smith & Wesson is super good about, you know, getting guns out to, they release it, and it's there in the store already, you know. But that particular M&P 10 millimeter seems to be one of the rarer ones to find.
I know one guy that owns one, or he claims to own one. I don't know. I don't know if he owns one or not. I haven't seen it yet. I've never seen it out there in the wild just yet. Just out of curiosity, before we go to break, is Luwago out there? You know, remember the Luwago alien that came out?
It's becoming more prevalent. I've actually seen it show up at a couple of matches and seen it at a local gun store, and so it's floating around. You know, there's some of them in circulation.
Did Luwago show up? Do they have a booth?
You know, the Lancer brings them in. You know, the magazine people in Pennsylvania.
Right.
They bring them in, so they were at Lancer's booth.
That's, again, I'd like to try just simply because it's so radically different as far as the way they built the slide and the gun and all the other stuff, the parts that move, the parts that don't move. Yeah, I'd like to try that. But anyway.
It feels totally different when you shoot it.
Coming up on the last break, guns.com. If you're looking for a used gun, they can help you. If you're looking for a new gun, they can help you. If you're looking for ammunition, they sell it. If you're looking for accessories, they sell those too. And if you just want to check out what's the latest in the gun culture, they cover that as well. I don't know what else is left out there unless they start going into training. I wouldn't put it past them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535.
That's 802-341-4535.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Chris Eager from Guns.com. He's currently at SHOT Show. And you'll be will you be there for the week?
Yeah, I leave out Friday evening.
So, from here, today was the first day on the floor. You've had an industry day out on the range. From here, will you just be going around and making the rounds? Have you checked out the second venue at Caesars? Do they still have it? That kind of thing?
Yeah. You know, according to my fitness tracker, I walked 6.5 miles today, which isn't so far, you know, isn't too far or anything. I still, you know, got more miles to go this evening, you know, but I saw probably about 20% of the show so far. You know, I made my list of the things I had to go knock out, you know, right away, and then the rest of the week is trying to cover the other 80% of the floor, so to speak.
There's parts of SHOT Show that I've never seen. Like, I know every time I've ever been there, there's the bottom floor, there's the floor on the main.
Yeah, the basement.
The basement floor, then the I guess the main. Well, the basement floor is where you come in off of the street, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just refer to all the people down there on the very bottom rung as being stuck in the basement. You know, they're trying to move on up to the upper levels, you know, where you get more traffic and stuff, you know. So.
Well, I know that the upper level above that one basement seems to be where all the cool kids are. I don't know what's on. I've been up to one of the floors where I think all the law enforcement and military stuff was.
Yeah, and that stuff is incredibly interesting. You know, even if you're not in LE, you know, you can go through and see all the different equipment and stuff, and especially like the advancements they've done in emergency medical stuff. Like, I remember the last time I came to SHOT, they had this animatronic canine dog, you know, that, you know, would whimper and all this stuff, you know, to where you're, like, you could figure out, you know, how to patch it up if it was shot or injured or something, or you hit by an IED or something, and, you know, it had all the organs and it had fur, and it I swear it looked just like a regular dog, acting like a regular dog, and it kind of freaked me out a little bit because I'm a big dog lover.
Right.
But it's amazing that they have stuff like that out there, you know.
Last time I was there, somebody related to Kurt Noveski, and this may have been his brother, He showed up with a mechanical dog that was not a dog in any way, shape, or form. It was a rolling juggernaut that was like this gigantic remote-controlled car. And this was designed to go where you didn't want to send your officers or your dogs. And he was telling me it could go so many, it weighed so much, and it could go so fast, and it could take out a door, you know, weighing this much. And I was just thinking, it's a great idea. I guess if you want to batter a door down, but once you've battered the door down remotely, what now? What? So,
yeah,
but I see
going there. Yeah.
Yeah, I get all of this, all of some of the stuff they're coming up with. I was when AR-500 Armor was a sponsor of mine. They came out with a 3-pound rifle plate that floats. Now that was crazy. Now everybody makes them, I guess, but
and body armor has just gotten crazy in the past several years, you know, and a lot of people are buying body armor. You know, it used to just be an LE item, you know. Now, like, everybody has it, you know, and that's great in my opinion. I mean, that's perfectly fine, you know. Anything that'll save a life, you know.
Well, as far as body armor is concerned, I've had a couple of. I never wore it when I was in the service because we didn't have it. In the 80s, we did not have body armor. We had flak jackets, which were great if we happened to be somewhere where they were firing flak at us. But in my generation, that weapon didn't exist anymore. So, the plate carrier, which I have two of them, and I've got steel plates in one, and I've got soft armor in another. And the soft armor one just feels like it's cloth. I mean, it truly has advanced. The steel plates in the other one only weigh 6 pounds. They're rated up to 308, so that's a pretty serious plate to me, anyway. But, yeah, body armor has gone leaps and bounds. And, I mean, I'll tell you, you talk about the medical stuff. When I was in the service, our trauma kit was one dressing in one pouch on our LBE harness. That was it. That was all we had. We were fast. We didn't have optics. I mean, look. Do you look at the optics too very hard?
Yeah. I mean, the optics that are out there. I mean, like I was saying with the Holosun stuff. You know, it's just amazing what they're doing these days. You know, I mean, it's really like Buck Rogers time. You know, I mean, they've got stuff you wouldn't believe. You know, it just makes it. You know, takes all the guesstimate out. You know.
Have you been by the ATN aisle yet, or the ATM booth?
I haven't been by the booth yet, but I do own a couple of their scopes, and I can tell you that they're where I'm from. There's a ton of guys that love them, especially for hog hunting and stuff out on the river. You know, those things are just wicked. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. I mean, it's a beautiful unfair advantage sometimes to have a technology like that.
Well, I mean, I didn't even know stuff like that existed that would do that, that would record and has it, it gives you the wind speed and it tells you how far off you are from target and you could, it's got a zoom built into it and then the binoculars and then they have night vision. And I didn't know a company like that existed. That was one of the places I had heard of them. I interviewed them last week, but I had heard of them and I wanted to go by there and play with some of the toys, but... Yeah, that kind of stuff. I'm going to start paying attention to better stuff like that. But is there anything that you're not going to look at? Is there any, is like...
Yeah, I don't spend too much time in like the camo and stuff, even though there's a ton of it. There's probably 300 or 400 camo vendors, you know. I'm more of a simple, you know, old school kind of guy when it comes to camo, you know. So I know there's all this advancement, and you know, they do these color tests and everything, and you know, but I kind of just stick to the same old stuff I've always used, you know. So
what do you use, Woodland?
Well, you know that, and you know, I just like, you know, just your original Mossy Oak stuff, you know, and
yeah.
It depends on where you're at, you know, and a lot of times it's just, you know, we're Carhartts, you know, khakis type stuff, you know, depending on what you're doing. I mean, heck, in the South during dove season, you see people out in the fields in shorts and flip-flops, you know, so you don't need any camo for dove.
Yeah, I guess not. When I was in, it was Woodland camouflage. And they told us that it also would reduce our heat signature, which after I had washed them as many times as I did and Simonized them as much as I had, putting that sizing in there to get those creases. They said we didn't have to have, but you better have them in inspection. I constantly wondered about that. So I always wondered about that, the uniforms and the camouflage patterns and everything else. And I just wonder why multicam and some of these more digital looking camouflages, I wonder why they're better now than those were then.
Our grandpas used to go hunting, in red plaid jackets and blue jeans,
Yep.
They always brought all that deer, so.
With my grandpa, it was whatever he was wearing when he was plowing the field, because he had a gun with him, too. And if a deer walked out, well, thanks for getting in my line of sight. Listen, have a good time at the show. You tell Mr. Peterson I look forward to speaking with him, and thank you for taking the time from your show to join me today.
Yes, sir.
All right. Chris Eager, guns.com, at Shot Show. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.